You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.
Welcome in to just another sports podcast here on the Sports Objective Podcasting Network. It is Wednesday night, and it is getting on the 9 o'clock. We're running behind. This is going to be an abbreviated show. Welcome in my co-host, as always, the head coach of Northeast Academy from Lasker, North Carolina, Mr. Stevie Fly. Stevie, welcome in.
What's up, guys? How's everything?
Everything is everything. We were going to have Darren Hart on tonight, guys. Darren Hart and me and Stevie, along with our producer, Bubba Rosenbaum, have been trying to figure out the technical difficulties going on with Darren Hart's mic, but we could not figure it out. We've been working on it for about 50 minutes now. So if you were tuning in for Darren Hart, we apologize. We will try to get that situation settled, and hopefully he will be with us next Wednesday. So let all your friends and neighbors know that just gives everybody a week to plan. We can get more viewers from Darren next week.
Be ready.
So we're going to do this quick, about 10 to 20 minutes. It's going to be a very abbreviated show. So if you're tuning in to watch around 9 o'clock, the Pirate Preview with Corey Glore, it's going to be delayed a little bit, but Corey and all the rest of the guys here will be on for the Pirate Preview coming up here shortly. But me and Stevie gonna get our stuff in, as they say in the wrestling business. Stevie, no guest tonight, so we'll jump in. Nudity to our food. The UTSA game's been talked about enough. It's Wednesday. That was on Saturday. We're sitting here 3 days away from playing the Green Wave, number 24 in the college football playoff poll, 22 in the AP and the coaches. Obviously a tall challenge. They won the Cotton Bowl last year. You know, Willie Fritz done a hell of a job with Tulane. They're 7-1. We're 1-7. Their only loss is to Ole Miss. Their quarterback's been there a million years. They're a solid football team in all facets of the game. Everything there is on paper for it to be a blowout. I just got a feeling, man. I keep, you know, and maybe it's just wishful thinking, hopeful thinking. I just got a feeling, dude. Maybe if you vision it in your head, if you can see it, it can become reality. I just feel a rush the field moment coming this Saturday.
Well, I mean, if anything that would give you hope, the game last week against Rice, a team that, you know, I feel like we should have beat, and Rice gave Tulane all they wanted, ends up losing 30-28 in a game that was a lot closer than I thought it would be. But, you know, I get what you're saying. I hope you're right. I wish I had those same feelings you do. But, you know, I'm hoping, you know, use a little reverse psychology, and, you know, if I don't get my hopes up, maybe I'll be surprised.
Well, there's nothing when you look at the statistics that would make me think that we could upset Tulane.
Everything points against us.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. We played offensively our best game of the year so far, I would say. Defense played poorly, so I would think they're going to be wanting to bounce back. You got a top 25 team coming in here, so we're going to be locked in. Tulane, you know, they've been trending down a little bit. Even though they've been winning, I don't think they've been playing as well. Willie Fritz, and I didn't listen to his whole press conference, but he talked about we hadn't played a great game, we hadn't played a complete game. That's what I want to see this week, which tells me he's trying to motivate his team. Lots of times when you have that mindset of you're trying to play a great game instead of just winning the football game, that can cost you. Maybe Tulane comes in here, back-to-back road games. We're 1-7. You know, they beat us last year when we were pretty good. Maybe they come in here and sleepwalk through the game. Maybe we come out and play our best game of the year and come the end of the fourth quarter. Who knows what can happen? That's what I'm hoping for. I keep having that feeling. You know, watch us get blown out and be like a complete idiot. But I just have a feeling about this game. We'll see. But certainly, if it were to happen, I want to encourage you. You know, lots of times, and administration might like this, but look, if we manage to pull this upset, Let the students have the field. Let them have their moment. Let them run on the field. Just have a good time with it. If it were to happen.
Well, I mean, with the way this season's been going, this would be a huge upset with ECU getting.
Oh, man, monumental. It would be
a top 25 team this year.
Oh, yeah.
But the games have gotten closer with Tulane over the last 3 weeks. I mean, Memphis, they got a 10-point win over Memphis, 7-point win over North Texas, and then the, like we talked about earlier, just eking out a win over Rice. So
right, and all three of those teams are much better than us, particularly Memphis. But
Rice, I still feel like we should have beat Rice.
We should have beat Rice. What's so funny is Rice played their worst two football games back-to-back weeks against us and against UConn, where UConn somehow did upset them. But if you look back, Rice has some nice wins. They beat Houston. You know, they have another nice win. I'd have to go look at their schedule. But I got a feeling, man. We'll see. We'll see. And I know, you know, just saying I have a feeling don't really mean a bunch of anything, but.
Yeah. Rice beat Houston. And I think the other one you're talking about, they demolished Tulsa.
Okay, and Tulsa's the drizzling.
42-10.
And Tulsa's the drizzling poops. So that really, you know.
I'm looking at Texas Southern. They beat Texas Southern pretty bad. They beat us by 7.
I think it was the Tulsa game. And I didn't realize how bad Tulsa was at the time. And then, boy, did they stinking up against SMU.
Yeah.
Like I say, anything can happen. I just got a feeling. I got a feeling. And I know this whole podcast is me saying I got a feeling. So, I got a feeling. Ooh,
ooh. All right, Justin.
Justin.
I thought you were singing that Justin Timberlake song.
No, I got a little Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
I don't know a Justin Timberlake song. Sorry, Stevie.
I do know a little bit of Justin.
I was about to see my depth of Justin Timberlake would be the damn from SNL is the Christmas thing you did.
The in the box.
Dick in a box.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
No, that's not the one. What is it, man? Yeah, it's one he's singing about being like raising money for the homeless. Come on over to something town.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny as crap. And then Dick in a Box. Those are my Justin Timberlake depth goes as far as Saturday Night Live.
I'm thinking about Can't Stop the Feeling. That's that song you did for that animated movie, I think. That's why I do that.
All right. We're getting done with the Justin Timberlake talk.
Yeah, we're getting on
you stuff. Save that for On the Fly. that's where you got when you listen to Stevie Fly's podcast On the Fly for all your boy band memories. Look, we just been canceled. They're just Bubba just pulled the logo off the screen.
He sure did. We've been canceled.
Bubba, is that our warning to hurry up? That it's time for the next.
Like the flashing lights, I guess.
Yeah. You said we had 20 minutes. So he said enough of that. You're talking about Justin Timberlake. We're not holding Corey Glore up.
If we get, I think he's saying stop getting off subject.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea why the logo was taken down, but it was. But anyway, so we'll get back to the. Well, you know what? Let's just jump into the top five. This show's a mess. We're just going to go leave this. It feels like it never happened. No, we'll leave it up. It's good to have shows like this every now and then. It just it makes you appreciate the good ones.
Exactly.
So we got our top five, and that is the only reason you'd be tuning in tonight because we don't have a guest. Darren Hart will be with us next week. You've heard me say I have a feeling we're going to upset Tulane and give it no logical explanation behind it. And we've talked about Justin Timberlake. So now let's get into our top five for tonight, Stevie. Our top five tonight is stadiums you would like to visit that you never have. And I'll start off. My number five is Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, Rocky Top. Just that atmosphere, that many people, big orange country. My wife was raised a Tennessee fan. Her granddad was a huge Tennessee fan. So my number five would be old Neyland Stadium. I have not, but would love to go on a Rocky Top at some point.
Okay. All right, my number five is Beaver Stadium, Penn State, and I have to go when it's a whiteout game. I was, you know, as a kid, being a Jack Ham fan with the Steelers, and he found out him and Franco went to Penn State, kind of, you know, when I wasn't pulling for the Pirates, I'd be pulling for Penn State back then, and the whiteout game is something right there. I'd love to go to a whiteout game at Beaver Stadium.
You and Matt Semenza can get down on that. Penn State is his second favorite team. Next up for me, you know what? This is an interesting one probably for a lot of people, but I love the atmosphere anytime I see a game here. I'd love to go to a semifinal playoff game in the Fargo Dome, Bison Field, up there in Fargo, North Dakota, and watch North Dakota State. You know, wow. play for an opportunity to go to a national championship. One of the best atmospheres in college football. If you've never watched North Dakota State play, particularly a playoff game up at the Fargo Dome, it is electric. So that is my number four, just for that unique atmosphere. One of the best fan base in all of FCS. So that's not even arguable.
I got you. Justin Butts, what's up, buddy? He's saying, what's up, guys? Did you get that truck down there that to South Carolina to pick that guy up and bring him back to ECU yet? We want to know that offensive lineman. But number four for me, and you know, this isn't just football. We talked about it going across all sports. And I'm not a huge fan of this team, but just to go there for the history, would love to go to Wrigley Field and see a Cubs game just for the history. There where Harry Carey was in the seventh inning stretch. But, yeah, love to go to Wrigley Field and see that.
Well, my number three is Wrigley Field. I almost put it one or two. You know, I am a Cubs fan.
Okay.
Wrigley's – I could not put it one or two because it went to college football stadium.
Right.
College football is my biggest love in sports. But Wrigley would be number three, arguably two or one. But so we both have Wrigley on our list. What's your number three?
I'd love to go one time. And this is getting back to the history too, just to be out there at that field where so much went on, is Notre Dame Stadium, Touchdown Jesus, and just out there where all those legends play. But I would love to go to Notre Dame Stadium. I know it's not the biggest place, but just for the history of it.
Well,
I'm sure
this list is going to be repetitive. But
oh, give me your list.
My number two is somewhere that I hopefully will go next year. And I love the setting. And if we're playing, we got to be playing there in October for me to really want to go. Late October, particularly if I could draw it up. But the setting in the Cat, I believe it's the Catskills. I believe that's the mountains that run through West Point, New York. Whatever the mountains are, they're on the banks of the Hudson. Beautiful setting. Historic Mikey Stadium in West Point, New York. We will be playing up at Army. We should be anyway. I'm assuming they're just going to take over SMU schedule.
Right.
So we should be playing at Army next year. And I'd love to go up there, particularly if it's in October, to look at the a beautiful area and the autumn leaves and just a wonderful setting for a football game. So historic, obviously, with the history of Army football. And my number two would be Mikey Stadium up in West Point.
All right, number two, we're going to go back to baseball. And this team I am a big fan of. But I'd love one time to go to Camden Yards and see an Orioles game out there.
Well, hell, how far is it from you? Like 4 hours at most?
Yeah, it's not far, but I just got to take the time to do it. That's the thing. But, yeah, would love to go there. I've been wanting to go for years, but just like I said, you know me, too much going on. I just got to take some time to do it. But, yeah, love to go see a game at Camden Yards.
I've been to Baltimore once. Did not go to Camden Yards. Stayed in the Inner Harbor. I'd like to make that. Let me know, Steve. Maybe we'll go together. My number one was your number three, I think.
Yeah.
Notre Dame Stadium, up at Notre Dame. I've always said if ECU is going to do a money game, let's do one at Notre Dame. I've seen Marshall win there. I've seen Tulsa win there. So I think East Carolina could too, given the right situation, the right year. Not this year. But Notre Dame Stadium would be my number one. So historic. And I actually hate Notre Dame. I just the stadium is so historic. The fact that it isn't huge also appeals to me.
Right.
That it does look like what a college football stadium is supposed to look like. A lot of history there. And, of course, Rudy, one of the greatest movies that sports movies ever made. So what's your number one, Stevie? Stevie, are you there? Stevie, if you can hear me, I cannot hear you, my friend. This show has been an unlitigated disaster. Our guest fell through with technical difficulties. And now my co-host has apparently lost his ability to speak. Stevie, if you can leave and come right back in a hurry. We will never know what Stevie's number one is. I'm gonna go Stevie's number one football serve, number one stadium he's never visited. Knowing he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I don't know that he's ever been to a Pittsburgh Steelers game up at wherever the hell Pittsburgh plays their football games. I don't even know what it's called. But if Stevie comes back, I'm going to make a prediction that the Steelers stadium is going to be his number one, unless he's been there for a game. But I'm going to give Stevie a couple seconds here to come back. And if Stevie don't rejoin us, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. We're going to give him another few seconds. And then we got Bubba. Bubba's gone. We had Bubba. Now we don't even have Bubba. But we'll give Stevie another couple seconds to come back. And then if Stevie doesn't come back, we're going to go ahead and close this thing out and get into the Pirate Preview. Bubba, this
is all right, Kyle. I'm here.
This is just going smooth tonight, baby.
Yeah, I can tell. When I sign back in, you know, I'm in such a habit of when you sign in for your phone, that's a little glitch with the StreamYard program. You know, for some reason, you automatically go to the screen as opposed to backstage. But so I was signing out since I wasn't planning on taking part. Then I realized Stevie wasn't on the screen. So.
Yeah, Stevie went completely mute while we were doing our top five. This show from Darren having the technical difficulties to there was a brief time here for some reason we lost all our overlays and graphics. You put those back up, and now we lost Stevie.
Hey, Kyle, I have a quick message for Craig very quickly. He sure. says, you know, Bubba's signal won't keep him on long. Craig, you can suck it.
There you go. Bubba told Craig Duchette he can suck it.
I wanted to arrive in style. No, seriously, what was y'all's top five?
Top five stadiums you've never visited that you would like to. My top five was Neyland Stadium in Tennessee, the Fargo Dome up in North Dakota State, Wrigley Field, Mikey Stadium, and Notre Dame Stadium.
I've said this multiple times on the show that Mikey Stadium, my dad and I went when. Tonight's guest that you guys were going to have that will be rescheduled, Darren and David Hart playing with Mofo, et cetera, back in 95. That was a heck of a trip, either late October or the first week of November. So whether it's next year or in the next few years when East Carolina makes that trip to Mikey Stadium, I definitely encourage all East Carolina fans to do so.
You know how you have a sick memory where you can remember stupid things? So do I. And I can go ahead and tell you that game was in November. I'd be willing to.
First weekend of November, because after that, East Carolina returned home to take on Tulsa and then Memphis.
Yeah, I don't remember it. I vaguely remember playing Tulsa. I remember it seemed like we had bad weather for that game maybe, and Logan was mad about the turnout. It seemed like maybe that Tulsa game.
So the Tulsa game, it wasn't the downpour the 93 game was. I was unable to attend that 93 game when Gus Frerotte and Chris Penn lit us up. But in 95, it was in the rain.
Yeah, I said 96. We
won 28-7.
Yeah, I remember Logan being mad about the turnout. I remember being Logan being mad about the turnout for that game. But
and then the Pirate Nation did show up better for the regular season finale against Memphis. I want to say you had Jairus McPhail in his final game, or final game at Dowdy or Ficklin Stadium, Dowdy Ficklin.
It was Dowdy Ficklin.
Dowdy Ficklin in 94. But Jairus ran for probably 200 yards that day. And then we obviously had the ceremony accepting the bid of the Liberty Bowl after the game, and Coach Logan fired up and went back to Memphis and finished the business defeating Stanford 19-13.
Yep, that is correct. And Darren Hart, who was our guest tonight, or was supposed to be, had a pick six in that game. All right, well, since we got the Pirate Preview coming up, and stay tuned for that, Corey Glore will be joining us. And Stevie is having internet issues. So I'm going to go and close this out. This has been an unlitigated disaster.
Well, very quickly before we close it out, Craig is asking, you know, what was the specific top five topic? And Craig, it was not
top five stadiums.
It's top five stadiums across all sports, not just football that we've never visited.
Yeah. And my top five again was Neyland, the Fargo Dome for North Dakota State in a playoff game, Wrigley Field, Mikey Stadium, and Notre Dame Stadium. These are the top five stadiums that I've never visited that I would like to visit. And Stevie got four out. We had some in common. He had Wrigley Field. He had Notre Dame Stadium. And for the life of me, I cannot remember the other two he named. Oh, Camden Yards in Baltimore. And I cannot remember the other one he named, but he'd gotten four. I'm assuming his number one was whatever the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium is, unless he's been to a game there. I know that would be his number one because he's a huge Steelers fan. So.
I'm pretty sure he has checked that off his bucket list, but I have been able to – some of those you mentioned, Wrigley Field, checked that off back in 94. This summer, as you know, Riley and I were able to check off Fenway Park, which was awesome, just like you had expected, and even more so. Cannot wait to go back. Checked off Mikey Stadium, as I mentioned, back in 95. Let's see, some that I have not been to that I would love to. Let's see. BYU with that setting.
I'd like to go there, too.
BYU, you mentioned the Fargo Dome. That's
how much
certainly
fun would that
an
be
intriguing
how much,
one.
How much fun would that be for a semifinal game?
Yeah, be up there tailgating in 10-degree weather in the snow.
I love what
to watch
play.
The Bison.
I love what they play after they win the semifinal game, which is a pretty semi-regular occasion for them. You know what they play? Would they blare in the Fargo Dome?
What's that? I'm sure I've heard it, but I don't recall.
If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band because the national championship game is played in Frisco, Texas.
Right.
So,
another one I'd say, Husky Stadium. My dad was able to go out there when East Carolina played Washington back in 93 when they were so highly ranked under Don James. Or actually, I think maybe he had stepped down and Coach Lambright had taken over. Let's see.
I wouldn't mind going out to Laramie up to Wyoming.
Yep.
Again, another beautiful setting.
Likewise.
Most of mine are kind of
basic. Alton Stadium, I don't hear so much about the noise there.
Oh, at Oregon State. It's yeah.
Very, well. Oregon.
Okay. And
you've heard so much about the noise level and
Beaver Stadium.
How loud Austin Stadium gets. but Alston Stadium is obviously essentially the same size, or actually maybe even a little smaller than Dowdy-Ficklin, but right
there,
wow, 51,000, if I'm not mistaken. So I would just like to see how it compares to Dowdy-Ficklin, because we've obviously heard Dowdy-Ficklin get extremely loud. So
not in recent years, but yeah, we have. even last year, I remember like when we beat UCF in Memphis, I thought the crowd was disappointing for how they reacted. Anyway, but
the Rose Bowl is one.
Yeah, I could see that. Not for me,
just
but
the,
I definitely
the setting
that.
The setting there.
A lot of history.
Yeah.
So I mean there's some great venues. There's several more that I didn't list that would be ones I would like to visit, but I think I pretty much nailed the ones that I, you know, would truly like. Any of the New Year's Six bowl venues, because it would mean East Carolina's in one of those bowls.
I was gonna say, obviously not a stadium, but Augusta National and the Masters would like to go there.
Yeah, I almost put MSG on my list, even though it's not a stadium. And really not even – I'd probably rather go to a concert there just to go to MSG. So.
Yeah, good one here. Definitely, I'm not a Penn State fan.
That was also on Stevie's list.
But, yes, to attend a game at Beaver Stadium, one of their patented whiteouts, that would be fun.
Stevie said the exact same. He'd love to go to Penn State for a whiteout. I told him he needed to get with Matt. So there you go. All right, Bubba. Well, since we're about to do another show, I'm gonna take a quick quick bathroom break and clear my throat. And then Justin said he would like to visit the Blue Turf at Boise. Well, and you'll have that opportunity here in a couple of years, hopefully. Anyway, so. All right, yeah, BYU is amazing. Yeah, it looks like it is on TV. We're going to close this out, this abbreviated weird version of Just Another Sports Podcast. Again, Darren Hart had technical difficulties, so he couldn't join us. That's why the show was delayed and shortened. Darren will hopefully be with us next week. Stevie Fly had technical difficulties. His internet went out, so Bubba pitched it here at the end. Stay tuned. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we will be live with me, Bubba, Matt, and I guess Dave, along with voice of Tulane Green Wave and former voice of the East Carolina Pirates, Corey Glore, here momentarily. So stay tuned for that. And for Darren Hart, even though he wasn't able to be here, again, we're going to have that rescheduled hopefully next week. Stevie Fly, who was here for the first half of the show, and Bubba Rosenbaum pinch hit in the second half for Stevie and producing. I am Kyle Barber. You have been watching and listening to Just Another Sports Podcast here on the Sports Objective Network. Good night, everybody, and go Pirates.